Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden von Oberpfalz Medien.
Ja, grüß Gott, hallo, servus Blue Devils Fans da draußen an den Rundfunkgeräten, hätten wir früher gesagt, an den Podcast-Playern, den Autoradios, an den iPhones, an den Smartphones, was auch immer. Ja, hier ist Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast von Oberpfalz Medien. Und ja, dass ich heute die Begrüßung spreche, mein Name ist Thomas Webel und nicht mein geschätzter Kollege Fabian Lebt, liegt daran, dass der nicht da ist. Ja, der hat sich's getraut, der ist in Urlaub. Die Playoffs stehen kurz davor und davor hat er gesagt, muss er nochmal kurz Energie tanken, bevor er dann auch in den Playoffs durchstarten kann. Deswegen bin ich hier heute allein, wobei allein stimmt natürlich nicht. Ich habe natürlich wieder einen spannenden Gast hier bei mir, einen Spieler der Blue Devils. Und es ist ein bisschen komisch, dass wir diesen Spieler nicht schon früher hatten, denn er spielt schon einige Zeit bei den Blue Devils. Da werden wir gleich drüber sprechen. Und er ist, ich glaube, das kann man mit Fug und Recht sagen, jetzt nicht der schlechteste Spieler, den die Blue Devils in ihren Reihen haben. Nachdem er jetzt gerade schon lächelt, gehe ich davon aus, Herz auf Deutsch verstanden. Wir würden den Podcast trotzdem auf Englisch machen, auf seine Bitte hin. Das heißt, ihr müsst mir einmal mehr mein Englisch verzeihen, aber ich glaube, wir kommen da zusammen durch. Okay, so I'm switching to English and say a big warm welcome and hello to Thomas Rubesch.
Hello everybody.
So first question first, did I pronounce your name correct? Is it Tomas?
Tomas.
Tomas,
like a little bit longer, but
Tomas,
Tomas, Rubesch, yeah.
Okay. So, I think that's settled. Then, we'll have a short look at your career till now, and then we talk about the last games and, of course, the playoffs that are about to begin. You were born in 1992 in Prague, that's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And then in the youth, you played for AC Sparta Prague?
HC.
AC
would be football.
Ah, okay. Well, that would be very wrong. Oh, did you play football as well?
I did until I was like 10 or 11.
Okay.
Then it couldn't...
Then like, you had I to decide.
Yeah, it wasn't possible to play both.
Okay. And you played for Sparta hockey till 2014, if I'm correct. And then I think that's the first really interesting... point in your career, you were transferred to France. You played in the Basque region. I hope I pronounce this more or less correct. Anglais?
Probably. So I say just Anglet.
Anglet, okay. We decide it's Anglet. And, at the moment, it's just us two on the podcast. Nobody can correct us. So you played for Anglet in the Basque region. How did this happen? How did you end up in France?
Well, when I was 18, I signed my first professional deal with Sparta. It was like a 3-year contract. But most of the time I played in a like farm team in the Czech Second League. And I really didn't enjoy it much. And when my contract was over, Sparta didn't want to prolong it with me. So my options were to stay in second league somewhere or try something new. So I called my agent and asked him if we can do something. And yeah, he asked me if I want to go to France. I said, why not? Let's see. And at that time in Sparta, there was Yorick Trey and Sasha Trey, the French guys from national team. Mm-hmm. And they told me only good stuff about Anglet. It's like... If you Google it, it's a really nice place. It's like
at the Atlantic coast.
It's like European Florida. Like, it was really awesome. Like, you could wear flip flops to the training because ice rink is right at the beach. Like, it was really nice time. It was second league in France, mm-hmm. and if there were more games, I would have stayed probably. But they had just one game a week.
Okay.
And it was kind of boring after 2 years. We wanted to move up, but we lost in finals twice, and then I wanted to play more hockey, so I left.
Yeah, of course. And you all already elaborated a little bit about life there, so you did basically a combination of beach life and hockey life.
Basically.
Sounds not too shabby.
In first week, I actually forgot to go to practice because I was with... my past girlfriend at the beach. And it was funny about them, like, they didn't even care. Nobody even called me coach, no teammates, nobody. Just next day they said, oh, you missed practice. Like, no, I didn't. Nobody cared.
Okay, sounds like a great place to live. And you played one more year in France in Bordeaux?
But before I went back to Czech for a while, I played half of the season in Czech. Because I didn't have any offer from French top league, which has normal number of games, like 44 or 50 or whatever. So I went back to Czech second league, and then I got called during, I don't know, November, December from Bordeaux that they would like me to play there. So I said, for sure, that's because I wanted to get there. Mm-hmm. And Bordeaux is really a nice place too. So I tried it, and I had pretty good end of the year there.
Okay, and then one more year in France, Mulhouse?
Yeah, Mulhouse, yeah.
Mulhouse?
It's just across the border from Freiburg.
Yeah, that's the direction of Germany, at least.
Yes.
And then in 2019, you were transferred, or you went to the Blue Devils, but before you had a... kind of a short gig in Sweden.
Yes, I wanted to try it because I thought if I make like pretty good year in the third Swedish league and I somehow get to the second one, it's really good league. Like some guys go, young guys go even straight to the NHL from there. So that was my goal, to get to the second league. But it didn't go as well as planned.
Okay.
It wasn't the best spot, I think.
But so you've seen the kind of hockey that was played in France. You played in Sweden, and now, of course, for some years you play in Germany. Is there a kind of a difference in the kind of hockey that is played in these countries, or is it basically all the same?
It's always a little bit different everywhere, I think, but it's really hard to specify it, I would say.
For example, I just can tell you what I have read some years ago, and that was that the guys from Scandinavia usually are great skaters.
I can sign that. Like in that league, in the third Swedish league, there was a lot of young guys, but they all were big, good skaters. But for me, it feels like they prefer playing defense or without puck than playing with the puck, complete opposite of what I like.
So, because you're more of a technical player, skilled player.
I would say so, yeah.
I think everybody says so. I think you proved that in your time in Weiden. And then you came to Weiden in 2019?
18, I think, in November.
Already? Okay. How did that happen?
I just wanted to get from Sweden as quick as possible.
Okay.
Because, there was a story with my wife. Like, we were supposed to get an apartment right away in August, but we started at the hotel room. Then it was like 3 months already in the hotel room. It gets really hard to be in one room for a long time. And, then I get car from the team. It was like 20 minutes drive to the ice rink on the highway, and one day I just hit the brakes and it didn't stop. The brake lanes were broken or whatever.
In a Swedish car?
In the Volvo. Volvo.
Oh, that hurts.
And wifey got like really scared, and everything was like not going well. So we just tried to get somewhere, and when I get off option to go here,
you took it.
I took it. It was close from home.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask, because you're just 2 hours away from Prague. So I suppose it's much easier for you to see family or friends from earlier times.
It is much easier. Like, anytime we need something, we can go, or just wife with son, they can just sit in the car and be at home in 2 hours, which helps a lot.
Yeah, of course. And it's... That's great to hear. Just still not over the thing with the Volvo, because I had two or three old Volvos myself and kind of restored them and really loved them. But at the end of the day, perhaps they're only cars. Okay, but perhaps we move on to the last games of the Blue Devils that were basically the last games of the regular season as well. So we start at February the 18th. This was a 11-1 win over the Bayreuth Tigers. You scored twice. Luca Gläser scored three times. We had Tyler Ward also twice. Tom Schwarz twice. And then a goal from Kurt Davis and one from James Bettauer. Just to mention, shortly after his visit on this podcast. So, you know, if you visit this podcast afterwards, you score more goals. It's just a natural law, you know.
I hope it works.
Yeah, I think it hasn't worked for you because you score anyway.
I hope it stays like that. We need it in playoffs.
Yeah. At least, as I said, you scored twice in this game. And to be honest, I had a look at it afterwards, also again on Spray TV. In some situations, it looked like a training game. And Sebastian Buchwieser, your coach, of course, is he's always polite. And if he's asked, also after a big win, if he's asked about your opponent, he always says polite things and nice things. But this time, he only could say, "Okay, under these circumstances." He doesn't want to speak about the game itself, and he just is hoping that that Bayreuth as a place for playing hockey will get soon and things will sort out. Then 2 days later, you lost to Deggendorf at home, 1-2 loss in a shootout, and this was on a rare situation in this season, in the regular season, that you lost. But Sebastian Buchwieser, and of course, you scored the one goal for Weiden. Just forgot to mention. But Sebastian Buchwieser wasn't too angry about this loss because he said, okay, we were good in the game. We did a good defense. So he really wasn't worried too much. Speaking about Deggendorf and speaking about, of course, perhaps foremost their goalie, Timo Pielmeier, are they one of the main competitors when it comes to moving up to the DL2?
Yeah, it's a hard question. I don't really know if they want to go up what I think it's just us and Scorpions who really tries to go up. But for sure, they have a good team if everybody's healthy. But they have a lot of injured players, I would say. They have older team. That's probably the reason, maybe. But if they are all healthy, they are obviously a tough team to beat. But I still think that we should beat them.
Okay, but how should I say? It can happen. So long after you became the champion of the regular season. But I would say the same. They are a tough team to beat. And then there were two games left in regular season. The first was at February 23rd. That was a 9-3 win over Höchstädter EC. You scored, of course. Then we had Elsner with three goals, Ward, Bettauer, Bruch, Tom Schwarz, and Nardo Nachtsam. And I think this is a classic Sebastian Buchwieser. After the loss to Deggendorf, he told us how good the defense was and you were really good in the game. And after the 9-3 win over Höchstädter EC, he criticized that the first 10 minutes in the second period were weak from the Blue Devils. And Höchstädt was the better team in this 10 minutes. But nevertheless, a 9-3 win. And then in February 25th, we had an 11-4 win over the Blackhawks Passau, and you scored four goals in this match. And I think this is something that also for you is not a thing that happens too often.
Oh, it was probably first time in like adult hockey. Usually I have more assists than goals, so I don't know what happened. Everything went in. Just one of those days.
Okay, but it's nice. Then we had Bruch with two goals, Filin, Hechtel, Elsner, Bettauer, and Nachtsam. So a clear 11-4 win. And I think you have to mention as well that for Passau, for the Blackhawks, this game was still important, because if they wanted to have a chance to get in the playoffs, they had to win this. For you, to be honest, if you win it or if you lose it, of course, it's about honor, and you know, everybody wants to show their best side. But the game wasn't that important anymore. Is this kind of level between the teams just so different?
It's hard to answer this, but I mean, we wanted to win. We don't want to lose any game, and yeah, it was bad luck for them that they had to win this last game against us.
Yep.
I mean, we can't just give it to them. And yeah.
And to be fair, what the Devils showed, and especially in the offense, I think, in my personal opinion, there were times that had nothing to do with Oberliga hockey. That was really something else. That was really a great, great offensive plays. But of course, after the game, Sebastian Buchwieser said, okay, now a new season is beginning. So nice that we are champions of the regular season, but now this counts nothing. A new season is starting. Our goal, of course, is the promotion, but it's going to be a rocky way. One last look at the regular season. You got 132 points out of 48 games that you scored. 6.06 goals per game, more than 6 goals per game on average. I think that's quite amazing. You had the best power play in the league, the second best penalty killing in the league. Only when it comes to fair play, I think you were fourth last, something like this. And as always, Markus Eberhardt alone has a fifth of the penalty minutes of the whole team.
That's classic Beppe.
That's classic. I think nobody's surprised. But let's move on to your personal statistics, because you already said you usually got more assists. Of course, you have more assists than goals also in this season. 65 assists, 29 goals. That makes 94 scorer points. And congratulations, this is a career high.
Thank you. It is, you know, I don't know, as I said, at the last games everything went in. What I touch or when I pass somebody, they scored.
Okay, but even without the last games, would have been a career high, I think. It's just a great season, of course. Which brings me to the next question. You played many games, at least the last games, on a line with Elsner and Gläser. And man, what a line for Oberliga hockey. I think that's really a great line. Of course, as everybody, every guest in this podcast, the whole season has stressed, the big strength of the Devils is that they have four lines that can score goals, and the team is really deep. But Rubisch, Elsner, Gläser, That's really nice. I'm pretty sure all the players or many of the players you played with in your career had their strengths. But is this probably the best line you played in your career?
It's like best for me or like overall, like they are
for scoring
best?
For scoring. Yeah,
because I played a few games in Sparta and like I get in the line a few times with like world champions.
Okay.
And so I think they were better players, but it's not like that I play them on a regular basis.
Okay, then let's focus on your time at the Blue Devils.
Okay, yeah. I've played with Glazy also last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Before I played with Siller on the right wing, so and he's my good friend, so I don't know if I can say that Glazy is better. It's really, really hard. I think Silly was better.
I keep it
this way.
Of course.
And the left wing, it's Heine or Elsner. It's also hard.
Tough decision.
But they are similar. They are similar. Both really skilled players. But they're also moody sometimes. They just don't want to play that much. But No, they are really good. I enjoyed like these four. I've played most of the games. And
so Philipp Siller, Martin Heinisch, Elsner and Gläser.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's, yeah.
Top colleagues in your times at the Blue Devils, of course. Okay, on a more general point of view, you've played in some other teams before you joined the Blue Devils, and you also played in some different Roosters of the Devils teams. What's the big difference in this season compared to earlier Devils teams?
Yeah, when I came here, it was about trying to make playoffs. Now it's about
promotion.
So it's completely different. We played 2.5 lines. I had like 35 minutes per game sometimes even, which was at the one side, it was awesome. I enjoyed it a lot because everybody wanna play as much as possible.
Of course.
But you had to accept that you also lost many games. Now I have to share more ice time with other guys because they are also really good. But the price is that we are winning. So, yeah, that's how it's different. And I hope we finally will make it this season because I think it's about time.
Yeah, okay. I think many people think it's about time. But Sebastian Buchwieser always says playoffs are totally new season. And I think when it comes to really individual strength, capabilities, Devils, of course, are really, really, really good. But anything can happen in hockey, anything. And I suppose you also have witnessed this sometimes. Were there some points in your career, some events you have witnessed that afterwards or even in that moment you thought, no, that just can't be true?
I can't remember one.
Okay, perhaps a stupid question. So I tried to move on. We already talked about the strongest competition when it comes to moving up. You already mentioned Hannover Scorpions.
Well, they are one of the big favorites, so. But it's hard to tell. I've never seen anybody from the North play, so. Let's see.
And from the south, we already talked about Deggendorf. Could you imagine that Heilbronn is planning to move up?
They can be planning what they want, but they have to beat us first.
That's something I think Sebastian Buchwieser will be glad to hear. Then you are a more experienced player. Out of this position, what are you trying to teach, especially your younger teammates? What do you try to show them?
Hard question again. Yeah, I'm trying to take good decisions on the ice. I know if I say it now, everybody will laugh about it, especially the teammates, but I'll try to be good defensively too. It's not just about offense, and especially in playoffs, it's what decides the games, the defense. So we all have to take good decisions and be where we have to be. So, yeah.
Okay, you already said that in the playoffs, defense is really important. So it's not just about a big firework, offensive hockey, but it's also about the defense very much. What's it like on the ice if you play with somebody like Kurt Davis, who at least sometimes appears to be a kind of a left wing in disguise? How is it to play with such an perhaps unusual defenseman? Who's doing a great job, by the way. Not to don't get me wrong.
Yeah, and then we have their Beppe. He likes to go on offense too. So we are five guys who want to play offense. But we need to be careful in the playoffs, especially, and make sure that always two guys stays back. Doesn't matter if it's me or Kurt or Beppe, but we gotta be there for each other.
Sounds like a great team, really. And of course, in your career, you've seen a lot of coaches, you've seen their work, you listen to their speeches. Could you please characterize or analyze Sebastian Buchwieser for us? What makes him so special? What makes him a great coach?
I think he really loves his job. like he gets ready for every practice, for every game. We get really long videos before the game, sometimes too long, I would say.
So video analysis of the opponents.
For sure, yeah. We go a whole week through it before like each opponent, and then on the game day again. Yeah, sometimes it gets too long, but it's his job probably, and it's good for us that he get us ready this way.
So he loves his job, and he's a very hard worker, you could say.
He is, for sure.
Okay. So perhaps we can just move on to the more private Tomáš Hrubesch. You live in Weiden with your family?
In Altenstadt, yes.
In Altenstadt. Do you have a favorite place to, I don't know, relax, chill out, spend some time in the city?
When we have time, we go just, there's a playground near the city center. Mm. We just take out coffee from Binary or somewhere, and we watch our son playing there.
So basically a family life, of course.
Yes.
Okay. So. And already talked about it, but it's not too far away from Prague. But how often do you drive to Prague? And more or less, you know.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, once a month probably. Well, Nicole with Kevin, they go a little bit more often, but I usually go like once a month or something like that.
Okay, and since I got the more or less unique situation to have a native of Prague here, and Prague is only 2 hours away. Of course, Prague is a very touristy city, but from you as a local, what are some insider tips when you visit the city that shouldn't be missed, where you as a local say, hey guys, if you come to Prague, you have to have a look at this?
It depends who's asking and what exactly he's looking for.
Perhaps we could split it up in the first would be really sightseeing, and the second perhaps having dinner, going to a bar, something like this.
Sightseeing, I don't really know, like Charles Bridge or Prague Castle.
Classics.
Yeah, classics. I'm not really into sightseeing, so. And then, yeah, there are some clubs that you could visit, but we can maybe talk about it after we turn it off.
So the secret tips stay secret tips. Okay, understood. What are you doing when you're not on the ice? What are you doing in your free time? We already learned in this podcast that we have a group in the team that is very much into golf. Others are into kart racing, Nachtsam, and I think some others. I think Kurt Davis is very good on the green. What do you do when you have some free time? Apart from family, of course.
Yeah, I used to like playing video games like PlayStation, but really there is not much time anymore with the family. Like, I don't know if you have kids, but yeah, when you have little kid, he's always there. he always have some ideas what we could do. So it's really mostly just with family if they are here. If they are not here, yeah, hang out with the boys. I like to play chess. We play with Wardo sometimes.
Okay.
He's pretty good. Yeah, that's not fun sometimes, but yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, that's really nice to hear. And your little one, will he become a hockey player too?
It's up to him. I won't force him to anything.
Did you spot some talent?
Let's see. I take him to the...
Okay.
I take him on the ice sometimes. He tries to skate, but he prefers when I take him in my arms and just skate with him. He was on the skis last week.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I can call it skiing, but he tried that. He can throw the ball pretty well, I think, for his age. Yeah, maybe there is something, but it's up to him what he wanna do.
Okay. And perhaps to finish this more private part up, of course, we and all the fans of the Blue Devils Biden are hoping that you will continue to play hockey for quite some time, but perhaps even this time has an end. Do you already have some thoughts what you want to do after your career as a professional hockey player?
I think I would enjoy coaching probably.
So you would stay in the sport, you would stay in hockey, perhaps pursue a coaching career?
Probably. That's what I think now will happen after I start playing.
I think some listeners are now taking notes and thinking about, we could sign him. Okay.
Yeah, I can take it. It's okay.
Okay. So, okay. So that were my questions. But of course, as always, we got some questions from the fans and perhaps from some people you know because you play on the same team. We talked about this before the recording. I wanted to ask the question anyway. Who gave the assist to your first goal for the Blue Devils Weiden?
It was Philipp Siller. He never forgets to remind me.
And of course, he is the one who asked this question.
No, he texted me after the last game. Congrats, Ruby, on the scoring leaders title. But, you know, it's just thanks to me because I made you who you are with that first assist. So,
okay. And then we got another one. What are your comments on your right wing?
Oh.
And perhaps you can imagine who asked this question.
Vlad, maybe?
Luca,
he asked him himself?
Yeah, he himself.
Oh, that's totally him. He always want to hear about him. Yeah, Luca, you're the best. No worries.
Okay, so that's settled. Just let me have a look. If there are other questions from the players that are fit to be asked here. Now I think that were the player questions. So perhaps for the real fan questions, what do you do on the longer bus journeys?
I play a little bit of cards with the boys, then one or two games of chess with Wardy, then I have a nap, listen to some music.
Okay.
Drink coffee, that's it.
Sounds nice. Do you have a guilty pleasure? And if yes, what's your guilty pleasure?
Yeah, chocolate probably, candies, yeah, all the junk stuff.
Okay, I think you should share this with many other people. Is there a story behind the number on your jersey?
A little bit. Do you watch Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
The Sheldon has the T-shirt with 73, and in one episode he explains why it's his favorite number. It's really long. I don't remember it, but yeah, when I went to France my first season, I played in Sparta. I got number 18 when I came there. I started with number 10, but it wasn't open. Mm-hmm. And then I played the whole life at 18. And I was like, why should I play with this number? I never chose it. So let's take something nobody has. And I've been watching the show quite a lot. And I was like, oh, so that's pretty nice. Let's have it.
Okay. What's the story behind the tape around your skis shoes? Perhaps skates?
Tape around my skate? I don't tape my skates.
When you go skiing on the... are they called ski shoes? You know what I mean?
Like the boots?
Ski boots? Do you tape them? No.
I don't know.
Okay, then...
I don't wear ski boots.
Okay, then I don't understand the question. Yeah, we already talked about the people you played with. We talked about, of course, your four favorite players in your time at the Blue Devils. But perhaps this is a more open question. Who's the best hockey player you ever played with? Also, as you said, in the youth and at Sparta or wherever.
Probably David Výborný, Czech older guy. He's not playing anymore. He was a captain of national team when they won several championships. Yeah, okay. He was probably the best I met on the ice, I would say.
Okay, before the games, do you have any rituals before you go onto the ice?
Yeah, a lot. I have to do everything the same way every time.
So you're a bit superstitious?
I am a lot, yeah.
Sorry, one more question of a colleague of yours. Perhaps you could explain it to me, what Martin Logic hints at when he asks, how big is your head?
I don't know. There is, when I shaved my head, then the joke started that my head is big, but actually I have probably one of the smallest on the team, so I don't know.
What do you think about Pilsen, the city?
I think it's a pretty nice city.
You visit this a lot?
Not a lot, but even last year I've been there once with Martin Mazanets to watch the game. It's a nice city.
How hard do you miss Martin Heinisch? And no, I don't think the question is from him.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think he doesn't even watch it. He doesn't even know that there is some podcast, maybe.
Or there's Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, but he's a little older. He doesn't know how this works. Yeah, of course I miss him as a friend really much, as a teammate. He's a funny guy. On the ice, I got LZ. It works pretty well. Or I had my best season. As LZ said, you're welcome, Ruby. So I miss him more off the ice probably than on the ice.
Okay, so I think it's a wrap. I think we're done for today. Tomáš, I really hope I pronounce it more or less correct. Thanks a lot for being here. It really was a delight. It really was fun. I wish you the best of luck for the playoffs. And of course, stay healthy. Don't get injured. Hopefully in some weeks' time, we got something to celebrate. And of course, I also wish that you score many, many, many more goals in the upcoming games.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation. It was really nice.
Okay. So thanks a lot, Tomáš, once again. And see you on the ice. See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden von Oberpfalz Medien.